Lifeline Audio presents Plum Lucky by Janet Ivanovich. Read for you by Lorelei King. Chapter 1. My mother and grandmother raised me to be a good girl, and I have no problem with the girl part. I like men, malls, and carbs, not necessarily in that order. The good part has been spotty. I don't steal cars or sniff glue, but I've had a lot of impure thoughts, and I've acted on a bunch of them. Not limited to, but including, snooping through a guy's closet in search of his underwear. On the surface, this doesn't sound like a majorly hot experience, but this was no ordinary guy, and I couldn't find any underwear. My mother and my grandma Mazur are really good. They pray every day and regularly go to church. I have good intentions, but religion for me is like tennis. I play an excellent mental game, and in my mind's eye, I look terrific in the little white skirt, but the reality is I never actually get onto the court. It's usually when I'm in the shower that I think of things spiritual and mystical and wonder about the unknown, like, is there life after death? And just what exactly is collagen? And suppose Wonder Woman actually exists? If she was discreet, you might not know, right? Today is St. Patrick's Day, and when I was in the shower this morning, my thoughts were about luck. How does it work? Why are some people flat out lucky and others not so lucky? Virgil said, "Fortune favors the bold." Okay, so I read that on the stall door in the ladies' room of the multiplex.